Okay, I'm back. Thank you for holding.
Okay. And I have the number. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready for you.
It's 817-336-2100.
Awesome. 817-336-2100.
Yes.
Okay. Next question is, did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
Yes, I did. They ended up, once I was diagnosed with the meningioma, they ended up having to do the regular craniotomy surgery.
Okay, so you had prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
Oh, no. I did not have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the question is prior cancer diagnosis, so that's a no, right?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next is your medical treatment doctor. Who treated you?
So once I went to Dr. Ward, I ended up going with it was a family medicine, that's the name of it. And there, it was the hospital, which was Medical City. And
Medical City Hospital?
Yes, it was Medical City of Fort Worth. And the treating doctor there, his name was, let me get that for you.
Okay. In the meantime,
his name
I'll
was Dr. Zachary Brownlee.
Okay. Dr. Zachary, last name?
Brownlee.
Brownlee?
Yes, that's Brownlee.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay. Does he work for Baylor Scott and White Health?
At the time, he probably does now, but at the time when he did my my craniotomy surgery, he was at Medical City of Fort Worth.
So Medical City.
So he could be possibly at a different hospital.
Okay, but the treating facility name was Medical City Hospital Fort Worth or Medical City Fort Worth?
It's Medical City Fort Worth.
Okay. So no need to add hospital then?
No.
Okay. Let me remove that. All right, cool. So Medical City Fort Worth, and then the address, please, to the Medical City Fort Worth.
It's right down the street from Dr. Ward, so it was the same as the 900, but it's Ninth Avenue instead. And then it's Fort Worth, Texas, 76104.
Okay. So 900.
Ninth Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas.
Avenue. Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. And the phone number, please.
The phone number would be 817-336-2100.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I have 817-336-2100?
Yes, correct.
Great, thank you. Next is, who was your prescribing doctor? Who prescribed you the Depo?
That would be my primary. That would have been my primary doctor, Agenbright.
Can you spell that, please?
Yes, his last name is, first name is Keith, last name is R with Agenbright. That's A-R-G-E-N Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay. Agenbright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me pull up his information for you.
Keith Agenbright, medical doctor.
Yes.
Is he at 400 West Magnolia in Fort Worth?
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I was able to help you.
These doctors, they move around. I know they move around, so I know
that
some
is
address
that
is
my true. Opinion. And
yes.
I appreciate you having the info because it's going to make the attorneys happy that they'll be able to validate the info sooner than later, right?
Right.
And then, what's the name of the facility for Dr. Keith Argenbright?
His facility is Family Medicine.
And the phone number, please?
His number was 817-288-9800.
Got it. 817-288-9800.
Yes.
Do you recall the name of the pharmacy that you used to get your stuff, your prescriptions?
What was the pharmacy? Because I don't use that same pharmacy now.
Walgreens, CVS, Queens.
I think at the time I was using the Walmart pharmacy.
Okay.
I was living off of Oakmont Boulevard at the time.
Walmart, okay. And that is Walmart located at where? Do you recall the
yes, it's off
location?
Of Oakmont Boulevard.
Okay, let's pull that up. Walmart, Oakmont Boulevard. I got it. Walmart Supercenter,
okay.
6300 Oakmont Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay. You and I should be a team.
As soon as you ask, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you're awesome. You're great.
I work from home, so it kind of come easy to me. And I'm in medical, working from home.
Do you have like a nice setup, like a couple of monitors and your laptop, all that
yes.
stuff?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I see.
That's the only way to do it.
Yes.
That's it. Previous job, I worked from home for several years, and there's nothing like it. My setup, I mean, I had two big screens, my laptop
mm-hmm.
off to the side, so that's three screens. I mean, yeah, it was nice.
It is. It makes everything so much easier.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thanks for putting up with my teammates. I sit by the break room, so people like to talk from across the way.
It's right.
So, sorry about that.
You might hear my back. I tell my people at work, excuse my dog. When
oh,
he hears me on a phone call, he's like trying to talk back.
That's funny. Okay, my next question, ma'am, this should be an easy one since you've already been giving me all the answers, is do you have copy of your medical records or you'll be able to obtain those electronically by mail? Basically, we'll be able to reach out to get medical records as needed, right?
Yes, I will be able
okay.
to.
Okay, cool. And next, do you have any type of medical notes you'd like me to put forward towards or so my attorney could, you know, get a little backstory? Anything you want to share with me or no?
As far as the meningioma surgery and me having to do the radiation therapy, I'm just lucky to be here. I really am. That was a really very tough, difficult time then in my life. And, you know, I still have, you know, problems here and there with different things, but I can't complain. I can't.
Okay. So you have like random, so you had radiation therapy and you have random what? Pain here and there?
Yes, I do. I have random, like I get the shots in my lower back. So in that area, I would get like, just like really like back spasms really bad here and there, especially with this cold weather kicking in. I have like, you know, really bad headaches, migraines. I take medicine for that right now, but you know, sometimes you just don't want to be on the medication. So, you know, memory loss here and there.
Okay, I've noted all that. So you had radiation therapy, has random pain often, and has to get shots, and back spasms, migraines, and memory loss. Sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that information. So next, my next question is, do you have someone that lives or doesn't live with you that you'd like to list for your emergency contact information in case we need to get a hold of you?
Yes, you can list my son.
Does he live with you or does he live away?
He lives with me.
Okay, so let me have his name, please.
His name is Dylan. That's D-I-L-L-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone number is 682-359-7273.
And then you had an aunt as well, right?
Yes, I have Debbie that you can put her as the emergency contact if you can add to as well.
Well, do you want me to add her primary or Dylan?
Add her primary.
Okay, what is her name?
Debbie, her name is D-E-B-B-I-E.
Uh-huh.
And her phone number is 450.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure. Does
she live with you?
No.
Okay, let me start again then. Okay, 450.
That's not her number. I'm sorry. Her number is 682.
Mhm.
328.
Mhm.
9979.
Okay, and her last name?
Ross. That's R-O-S-S.
Got it. And that's your girlfriend or cousin, your aunt?
That's my aunt, yes.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to know her email address? If not, I could just put noemail@gmail.com.
No, I wouldn't know her email.
Okay. And how about her address? You want me to put your address down for her? Or
yeah, that's fine. You could, will it make a difference when she...
Well, if you have it, that'd be great. You know, it's always best to have to write down what the question is.
Let's put down, it's 2100 Crowley mm-hmm. Road.
Valley Road?
Crowley with a C, so that's Crowley. C-R-O-W-L-E-Y.
Gotcha.
And that's apartment 510.
Apartment 510, and what city?
Fort Worth, Texas, 76134.
Okay, give me a sec. Fort Worth, Texas, zip code?
76134.
Thank you. Perfect, okay. Are you able to text Debbie right now and let her know that we are wrapping up, and then if she's available to give me a call so I could take care of her next?
Yes, I'll text her and let her know now.
Okay, my phone number, tell me when you're ready. I'll give you my direct line and I'll say I already gave it to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Albert at 949.
Mm-hmm.
996
mm-hmm.
7931
Okay, got you down.
Yeah, go ahead and send that to her. In the meantime, you and I are going to do a quick compliance check on some law firm requirements. Let me scroll back up here, make sure I checked off the right stuff. Okay, we did confirm that you do not have a representation from an attorney, and you confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. And then you confirm that you used the injection for 1 or more years, and those were equivalent to 4 or more shots, basically every 3 months. And you confirm that it was the brand name Depo-Provera and not the generic form. You confirm that you took the injections after 1992. You do want to participate in the lawsuit, and the injury specified in the retainer matches the injury discussed in the recorded conversation. Yes, that is for Depo-Provera, correct. And then we have confirmed the correct spelling and personal information. So let's go ahead and review that real quick. I have Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, social 450-337-938, email freeron70@gmail.com. Phone number 682-359-2594, address of 4324 German Pointer Way, Fort Worth, Texas 76123. Dr. Gregory Ward was your diagnosed and doctor at Fort Worth Neurosurgery. Dr. Zachary Brownlee was your treating doctor at Medical City Fort Worth. Dr. Keith Arkenbright was your prescribing doctor at Family Medicine. Walmart was your pharmacy. And we took down your notes. You will or have copies of the medical records. And Debbie Ross is your emergency contact, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Cool. Let me go ahead and send those over to my DocuSign. Let's generate those documents, and then I'll send them out your way, and then we will be done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Continue. Okay, it's sending them now, so it's in cyberspace. You should be getting that text very shortly.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know if you have any questions. You haven't received it?
The text message? Yes, I've received it.
Okay. Yeah, just follow the link. You could put me on speakerphone. Just once the web page opens, click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen, or yes button.
Okay.
Okay.
Checkbox that says I agree to use electronic records. And then please make sure you do an attempt of a signature, because I got a file returned for just like a doodle. It was a squeaky line, and they wanted an actual signature, if you don't mind.
Okay. Okay, no, that wasn't the link. I'm sorry, that was something else. Did you text it to the number that we're on, or did you email it to me?
I did both. But I did text it to the number that you gave me that we switched it to.
Okay, let me go back to my messages. It's probably here. Just a second.
Yeah, let me double check. I sent it to 682-359-2594. And it says, awaiting recipient consent to receive SMS messages.
Yes, I got it now. I'm going to go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's see, so here.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I'm signing everything right now.
Oh, awesome. You know, the spelling, everything looks right, your spelling?
Yes, it does. Okay.
Gentry,
Gentry. Mhm.
Okay, I see that you have. Looks like you are done. Let's just make sure. You are golden. Okay, I see it's completed on your end. Good, great job. So, sorry it took a little long, about 41 minutes.
No, you're fine.
But we're done now, and next thing you should expect, first my quality assurance team is going to review the call, make sure the documents are all up on the up and up. Once they deem that it's okay to move forward with the attorney, they're going to send that file over. The attorneys will then review it, give them about 2 days to get to it, and then call you, and then set you up, and then they'll give you the further instructions on what to expect from there, okay?
Okay, and I thank you so much for giving me a call, Albert, and getting back with me.
Not a problem.
Can you tell me the company you're calling from?
I work with Mass Tort Strategies, MTS for short. I am the intake specialist. My job is to do what we did over the phone, and then the attorneys take over from there. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. When can I expect the call? I mean, you probably don't know, but did your aunt get back to
Debbie.
You?
I just texted Debbie, and she said if you could give her a call around 4:45, she'll be off of work.
4:45 today. Well, give me a quick second. the only thing with that is that I need her to call me because otherwise I'll get in trouble for soliciting.
Okay. Then that's fine. I'll tell her to give you a call.
Yeah.
When she's free.
Yeah, because
okay,
then I'll get in trouble for that because of strict, marketing laws.
No, trust me, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. So that'll be good. I'll tell her to give you a call when she's free.
Absolutely. Sounds good. And thanks again. And I'm glad that you are feeling well because I could hear your voice that you don't sound upset, sad, or down. You're on the up and up, so I love that about that.
Yeah,
our conversation.
I have to stay on the positive side of
that's right.
Being, feeling down and letting it get the best of you. It's not the best.
Right. And do you have little ones?
I have grandchildren. All my kids are grown.
Okay,
all
well, good.
Age, but I do have my grandchildren here that keep me going.
There you go. All right, Ms. Freeman. Well, thank you so much for being amazing, and I wish you the best, and God bless, okay?
Thank you, Albert. God bless
okay.
you as well. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.